you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, 2017. And if you were tuned in yesterday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm sure you're back for some more, as I had a very nice discussion, testimony time. We didn't get to share any advice or consultation yet, Dr. Alex, but maybe today we can share a few tips on how people can be fit in this new year. But let me paint the picture in case you weren't tuned in yesterday. You won't get a chance to stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and listen to the archive programs page. But Dr. Alex was walking through Lincoln Square Mall a couple weeks back and just had a nudging, if you will, of the Lord to come into our unit here, our Great News Radio Center that houses the studio that is originating this broadcast. We have a lot of gatherings here with our conversational English classes, our singing men rehearsals, other meetings and appointments and gatherings, and future functions will come in the days ahead. But this is where the Lord has us now in our 21st year, and we're very excited how he's going to use this facility to his glory. But as we were gathering for a conversational English class, Dr. Alex walked in and we started talking, and he was sharing some of his heart for people, some of his missionary experience, a couple books that he had recently written called Let's Breathe Mindfully, Let's Move Mindfully, and he was all about health, health for the heart and soul, but health also for the body, the temple of the Holy Spirit, in ways that especially seniors can maximize movement or breathing so that they can have a great quality of life, especially in their senior years. And so as we were talking, I said, now, what's your last name again? And he goes, Zachariah. And I go, oh, do you know Ravi Zacharias by any chance? Because I had already learned that Dr. Alex was from India. And he goes, oh, yeah, we're from the same province. And I said, really? And he goes, oh, yeah, I know him. And so then we started talking some more, and I didn't know at the time if he had a faith story or if he was even a believer. I just knew he seemed like a nice man that had some interesting books. And so he said, oh, yeah, I came to Christ through a Billy Graham crusade. And so again, yesterday, if you tuned in, you got a fuller picture of that story and how God has been at work in his life. He served over 100,000 different patients as a physician in India, Hong Kong, and in the U.S. And he has a real heart for wellness. And so as we talked about that, how could Great News Radio be involved in some kind of maybe new endeavor or launching something with our Great News Radio Center? We started talking about maybe a Wellness Tuesday or offering free wellness consultations. And so we've been praying that up and talking about it even since yesterday's broadcast. And it was kind of interesting because last week as we were meeting and gathering, one of the listeners came in. It was actually on Saturday. I had a little pitch saying, if you want to give a year-end gift and have it in our hands, you either got to stop by the Great News Radio Center or get it postmarked and get to the post office. Now, this was on Saturday. Well, Kevin Martindale, he lives in Urbana. He heard the spot. He came in as Dr. Alex and I were here talking and sharing, and he said, hey, I heard your pitch about coming in. And so he wrote out a check, and so we were talking, and he was sharing some of his story. And I said, Kevin, what do you think about a free wellness consultation? Would you come into the center if you knew a doctor that had skills and advice and information and has been a practicing physician? If he was going to offer a free wellness consultation, would you be interested? And he goes, oh, absolutely. And then he started talking about his arthritis and some other things. And Dr. Ellis was like, oh, yeah, there's some things you could do for that. So anyways, it was kind of interesting. That was the other day when Kevin came in. But I share that because after hearing today's broadcast, and maybe listening to yesterday's broadcast, if you missed it, and it is archived, as mentioned, at greatnewsradio.org, you might catch a vision for how God could use Dr. Allen and his associate, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes here, to maybe give you some input or advice or counsel on how to take care of yourself. This being a new year, maybe just some simple tips of breathing or movement or what you can do with your legs or how to maximize sitting in a chair but exercising. So we're going to talk a little about that today. But for those that missed yesterday's broadcast, Dr. Alex, I'm going to call you Dr. Z. That's kind of simple and easy, Z for Zechariah. But for those that can't listen to our archive program and maybe missed yesterday's broadcast, you mentioned growing up in India, and you mentioned that you lived in a priestly family.
Yes.
And that was when you said that, now it was an Anglican?
Anglican.
Okay, but I'd never heard anyone say they grew up in a priestly family. Usually I think of the Jews and, you know, a high priest and a priestly family, but that's just a family that was grounded in the Anglican Church?
Church, and my great-grandfather, my grandfather, all of them were priests.
Oh, they were actually priests.
Yeah, my uncle.
Okay, in the Anglican Church, you can be a priest and be married.
Yes.
Okay, because usually when I think of priests, I think of the Catholic order celibacy and, you know, single. Okay, so the Anglican Church, and I know you mentioned yesterday that you grew up memorizing Scripture, very familiar with the Word of God, but it was at a Billy Graham crusade where God touched your heart and you got up out of your seat and you went forward, but so did somebody else. And I don't know if we got to tell the whole story, but I want to have you do a little shout out for Prima, your wife now of 52 years, just this past week.
Yes.
You celebrated 52 years, but she also at that same Billy Graham crusade got up. And I asked you earlier today, was it love at first sight? And you said, as she got up, did you see her getting up and responding to Billy Graham?
No.
Okay.
No, no.
But you knew later that day because you were in classes together.
We were classmates.
Classmates. So you knew of her.
Yes.
Okay.
When I looked side, I saw her walking up to the altar.
Okay.
And that was love at first sight.
Love at first sight, and God has kept you together these 52 years. But you were sharing something with me that I thought, wow, you courted for 5 years.
Yes.
In America, you know, people fall in love, and don't you know, 3 weeks, 3 months, you know, 6 months later, they're married. You courted because, especially in India, the thought was or the sense was, hey, you're in medical school. You got to devote all your energies, hours, passions to that.
Yes.
And so you both at the same time were in medical school?
Yes.
And I think what was unique about your relationship, a number of things, you know, love at first sight, you both came to Christ at the same Billy Graham crusade, and both in medical school at the same time, but it wasn't an arranged marriage.
No.
Because that many years ago, that was very common, like 90% of all marriages, weren't they arranged?
Yes.
Okay, so love at first sight, the Lord was working, you both finish up medical school, you get married, and I know as a result of that wonderful marriage, you have three lovely children, and now is it like seven grandchildren?
Yes.
I see some photographs of them. They're just all great, and all three of your children are doctors now?
Yes. Yeah.
And so one serves and practices locally here in Urbana.
Right.
And what's her last name? Maybe there's somebody looking for a good doctor.
Alina.
Alina, and her last name?
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's married, and how many grandchildren do you have through her?
We have Daniel, who is 17 years,
okay.
And he's in Berkeley this year.
Okay.
And Sanjana, that's a daughter, 12 years.
Okay.
And they are just wonderful. And her husband, Alina's husband, is a senior anesthesiologist in Presence.
Okay.
And Alina works in the Francis Nelson Center.
Center, okay. A lot of doctors in this family.
Yes.
So when you all come together, do you all share different medical practices? Or, hey, Dad, how would you have handled this? I know you're a cancer specialist.
Yes.
What would you recommend? And then, you know, then you say, hey, can you look at my back? What do you think? I need some kind of surgery on that? Well, anyways, I'm so glad you're back for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And I also want to save a little time because tomorrow, Lord willing, I'm going to have Dr. Jim Painter on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends because you and him are working together on a series of books you've produced, Let's Breathe Mindfully, Let's Move Mindfully, and I think Let's Eat Mindfully is soon to be released or will be out in the next maybe week.
Yes.
And it's all about wellness, and we're about wellness, spiritual wellness and physical wellness. But wellness doesn't always come easy to everyone.
No.
Sometimes it's a challenge. Sometimes just living is a challenge.
It is.
And let me read three little brief paragraphs about some of the unique ways that God has preserved your life and worked in mysterious ways, if you will. Of course, I like how Pastor Jason often shares God's providence.
Yes.
Meaning nothing is by chance.
No.
And yet if there was such a thing as chance, it's not like a lucky thing. It's just the unique ways that God's at work. I like how he talks about God's providence. God is always at work. Nothing happens outside of his permissive will. And yet sometimes they're very mysterious. But you have three interesting stories. These three stories are captured in your book, Let's Breathe Mindfully. And I was just about ready to read it, but I think I'm going to hand this over to you. You wrote these, and maybe as you're reading them, I can either jump in or say, hey, clarify that story a little. And I'm sure you have some insights on why you chose this story or to frame it this way. So why don't I hand you your own book, Let's Breathe Mindfully, and this will be available at the Great News Radio Center if people are interested, or maybe when we start these Wellness Tuesdays or our Great News Radio Wellness Consultations, they'll be available. But is this book also available online?
On Amazon and Kindle.
Okay, Amazon and Kindle.
Just the same title.
Okay, Let's Breathe Mindfully, Let's Move Mindfully, and it's by Dr. Professor Alex Rima Zechariah, M.D. Okay, so I'm going to give you the privilege of reading your own book.
So this section is titled, Four Breathing Challenges in My Life Have Led Me to Respect When Breath Becomes Air, which means when the breath becomes air, you die. The first one. Born in Borneo, which is now East Malaysia, during the Second World War, I was stricken with cerebral malaria, that is, malaria in the brain, at age one, and experienced frequent coma attacks, becoming unconscious. And those times, my breath became air almost several times. I was thought dead.
And that's where the coma, into a coma. And this is back in like 1939, I think?
1939, 1940.
Okay.
And then the second experience at the age of three in South India, Kerala, my malarial attacks continued. Then one day I stopped breathing. While my mother and others were wailing that I died, my mother's younger sister, Rachel Abraham, took me to her lap and started massaging the front of the chest repeatedly, which now we call CPR. In a few minutes, I started breathing again. Experience number three. My mother, Mary Zechariah, an expert swimmer, took me with her when she went to the river to take a dip. She had long hair and placing me on her legs while she sat at the river's edge. The river current carried me away from her while she tied her hair. My mother frantically searched for me under the water and could not find me. Suddenly, she saw a tuft of hair not far from her and grabbed me after I swallowed seemingly half of the river. And that was the second time I almost died, but came back. During the summer of 1998, my wife Prema and my daughter Alina, she was expecting, she's a medical doctor too, accompanied me when I was admitted to the hospital after having a severe drug allergy. The attending physician gave me high-dose steroid, and when you give this steroid, they also give potassium chloride into the drip that goes into the vein. And she had prescribed potassium chloride to be slowly put in the drip in the bottle, so I will get it for the next 3 or 4 hours.
At a very slow pace.
Right? Very slow. But the junior nurse came in, took the syringe, and tried to inject directly into the tube that goes into the vein. If she had done so, I would have died on the spot. Because this is the same medicine that is used in a controlled way to stop the heart while the physician works on their heart in open cardiac surgery. My daughter and my wife, who was resting in a nearby bed, my daughter, being very curious and inquisitive, asked the nurse, "What are you giving to my father?" She said, "Potassium chloride." Then she said, "Into that vein, into that drip?" she came out, took that thing away and just flung it away. Otherwise, I would have just died.
Yeah, she was just about to put it into you,
yes.
And your daughter,
yes.
Who has a medical background, got
yes.
up out of her chair and lunged at her and stopped it and prevented it. So, all right, so we kind of ad-libbed and read some of the story, but this is in your book, Let's Breathe Mindfully. And we didn't get to talk about the reasons of writing this book or when you came up with it or whether God put it on your heart. A lot to cover, and I knew yesterday that there was no way we could get your whole testimony in, but let's start with these two books. Why did you write them, and what do you hope to accomplish as people read it?
Having over 40 years seen over 100,000 patients, out of which 20,000 were cancer patients, mm-hmm. because I was trained as a cancer specialist in Indianapolis, Indiana, where two of our children were born, so they are Hoosiers.
Sure.
And both my wife and I, she also a physician, we, after this fellowship, we went back to the medical school which sponsored us, which is a missionary medical school, one of the top medical school out of 300 plus medical schools in India. And we went back and I started the cancer program there in North India, pioneering program in the 70s, and continued till I retired in 2000, came over to Urbana since then. So it was there, this wealth of information, mm-hmm. said I want to share it with my fellow human beings.
Sure, sure.
And I want to do it in the subject of how everyone we can, with a little addition in our activities of daily living, in the way we move and the way we breathe, we can improve the quality of life and improve wellness.
And I love, I read this yesterday over the air, but I love the part where you say that you and your wife strive to be professionally competent, socially relevant, and spiritually alive in the roles as physicians, teachers, and researchers, and especially this part. To do this, they share the philosophy of thinking globally and acting locally. And that's something that you're wanting to do right here at the Great News Radio Center, or for right. that matter, to those that live in and around the Urbana-Champaign or surrounding areas, that they can come in for a free consultation,
yes.
and learn about some simple ways of using breathing and movement in very simple ways to improve their life or their health or their well-being.
Right.
And so we're going to be praying that up in the days ahead on maybe some specific hours that we can have the Great News Radio Center open. I'm throwing this out, but just say Monday and Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. or something, where you can come in, meet Dr. Z, Dr. Zacharias, and have a free wellness consultation, you know, see firsthand maybe some of the techniques or movements or things that you can do, because we can talk about it over the radio, but for you to actually sit down and see this little, what's that pedal thing called that you have?
Yes, that's pedal while seated.
A pedal while seated, and so we'll see how that all comes together. But you have a special associate and friend,
yes.
That you met, I think, at the Vineyard Church,
yes.
while he was presenting. His name is Dr. Jim Painter, and he's also all about health and assisting believers. He has a unique faith journey story, and I'm going to share him tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. But both of them are willing to volunteer their time and energy and effort and expertise to assist you. So please be listening, and probably on subsequent Tuesdays, we're going to have wellness as our topic, where we'll talk about appetite and nutrition, and as mentioned by Dr. Z here, movement and breathing and other techniques and tips to improve your life. So we'll be praying that up, and I'd ask that you would be praying on how God would use these two men to improve your life, not just physically, but spiritually, as they're both faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'd be remiss, Dr. Z, if we didn't know a little more about Prima. So it was love at first sight, but she's been alongside with you these many years, these 52 plus years, as a ministry partner, as a friend, as somebody that's gifted in her own right. What are two or three things you love most about Prima?
She always has a Bible in her hand, mm. so, and she just keeps reading it.
Okay.
This is what really caught my eyes subsequently, that she's steeped in the Word of God and in prayer.
Yeah.
And her father was a Hindu Brahmin, high priest, he became a Christian and lost everything. She was thrown out of the house from a very rich family. He was thrown out penniless, but he hang on to the faith. So he had these five children, and Prema was the youngest. So she believing in Christ meant a lot to her father and to her. So to her, it was much more precious. Her love of the Lord, love of the Word, is that I love most.
Good answer. Husbandry 101, you passed and superseded that, probably jumped to the Husbandry 104 in an advanced version, married these 52 years. We'll maybe even have to have her on, and we'll just talk about staying married for the long haul and tips on staying healthy and happy in a...
She's a specialist in community health.
Community health. Okay, so it'll be great to have her on. Well, we're going to be talking about wellness on subsequent Tuesdays. I invite you to tune in tomorrow, as we'll have Dr. Jim Painter. He lives here some of the time in the Urbana area. I know he also has a house somewhere down in Texas, some island somewhere, but a very interesting, faithful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has his PhD. He's a nutrition consultant and has a real heart for you, our Great News Radio listeners, and you'll learn about that tomorrow. Well, thank you, Dr. Z, for being available yesterday and for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll have you back next Tuesday, and we'll talk some more about wellness and how God desires you to not only draw close to Him and be spiritually fit, but to take care of the very body that He's entrusted you with. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.